All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5, 106 through the game, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Again, tell you about the big event happening at Bar Lines tonight, Omni Nashville Hotel. If this bar could talk, songs and stories from Bar Lines, a big songwriter night, a lot of fun. 5:30 to 8, it's free at Bar Lines. Down at the Omni Nashville Hotel, stop by tonight and have a good time. Colton Armstrong, James Gregory, Paige Penny, Callie Young, among others, going to be down there if this bar could talk. Bar Lines, 5:30 tonight at the Omni Nashville Hotel. And you found your wallet, Nick.
You won't believe where it was at.
It was in your pocket.
No, it's on the ground right behind me. I don't know how I missed it.
You feel better?
A little bit, yeah. A lot better, actually.
All right, well,
it's fell in my pocket.
Good. Well done. Well, going to make us all feel better now is our next guest on the show is a guy that I think the world of, and he's an absolute legend. He joins us now. The great, the talented, the wonderful Rudy Kalis joins us. Rudy, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I like all those things you said.
I still get asked about you all the time. I'm sure when you go out and about, people talk to you. I've seen it firsthand, but what a career. It's really still great to be admired, I would think, right?
Well, you know, when you outlive everybody else, then it helps. So that's probably the only thing. But it is nice. People have been very, very kind. And I get a lot of, hell, I grew up with you. And I say, how old are you? And you say, 50. I go, wow.
But you're still here, and you're still making a difference. Tell people what you're doing now, Rudy, about Men of Valor, because I know about it. I know the job you've done. I know the work that you and your team have done over there, changing lives. But explain what Men of Valor is to everyone.
Well, it's a faith-based prison ministry. So I go to Riverbend Maximum Security Prison at least four times a week. And I meet with guys. We have some Bible studies. We have just meeting. I mentor four different guys. And then when they get out, what we're trying to do is change their lives, change their hearts, and give them a different direction. And when they get out, Men of Valor has a campus where they've got housing. They help them find jobs. They teach them how to, you know, work a checkbook and learn to save and all the things, get licenses and all the things that they've missed out on. And then the recidivism rate, in other words, the rate for guys going back into prison, is like 10% to 15% only if you make it through Men of Valor. Why, otherwise, nationwide, it's like 70% of guys that are in prison get out. So it's really, really something that, you know, for these last 6 years I've devoted myself to. I've met quite a few guys that said I covered them when we were, you know, covered in high school sports. Ask them what happened. They get involved in drugs or anger or something, and there they were. Got to spend time and change their lives. So that's what I do, and I love it.
And you said last year, you know, the golf tournament's coming up Monday. We'll talk about that. But about changing lives, Rudy, is you said you've talked to a lot of guys, and they's like, 15 seconds of anger changed my life, right? Is that and that's kind of basically what it is.
Well, actually, you know, they said like 5 minutes, which isn't much different. But you get something like, hey, he disrespected me. Well, all of a sudden you took it out with that violent anger. You know, I spend time with guys on death row, literally, said that to me, 5 minutes of anger, and look where I am. So, boy, it's, you know, it's part of society. We all get frustrated and angered very quickly. A lot of it is drugs and alcohol. The old line in prison is 98% of the guys are there in some way because of drugs and alcohol, and the other 2% are lying. That's what the story
right.
is. So it's so prevalent in life, the frustration and anger, and these guys have taken it too far.
Rudy, you could easily be on a golf course every single day. I mean, you earn the right and everything. Why is this so important to you? Why do you keep doing this 4 or 5 times a week? Why is it a staple of your life now?
Well, I've realized, you know, when I retired at the age of 70, I said, you got to do something with your life. And I want to devote the end of my life to just making a difference in other people's lives. And the fact that these guys can relate, because they'll go, hey, Rudy, we want to talk sports. We talk Titan sports, but then you can relate that to your faith, to your life, and I tell them things, mistakes that I've made, and just the fact that they're like sponges. They've lost everything. You know, you and I, if we have a bad day, we might go, go take a vacation, buy a new car, do
right.
anything we want. They're stuck in a 10x10 cell. So they got to find something within inside themselves that gives them hope, and I like it. It's something they expect me to be there. I expect them to be there. And you can't con a con, because he can read you like a book.
That's exactly right. We're talking to Rudy Kalis. Rudy, last year on the golf tournament, we got to golf with Dan Thomas and I, and Zach Tucker got to golf with a a man who had back-to-back-to-back DUIs, got put in prison. You came and spoke. He did not want to go to the meeting. He did not have time for you. He said you changed his life. He got out and vowed, and I keep up with him, and he vowed to change his life because you spent about 15 minutes with him and changed his life. So I see it working in real time, Rudy, and I know the effect it has on people.
No, you don't even realize that. I didn't know that. You know, you like to think you have. I can feel from them, like, I'll be there tonight. You know, I'm down here, and we spent some time with some folks down here in Sandestin. I'm driving to the airport. Scott's driving me to the airport of Panama City so I could get back, and because I have to be at the prison tonight at 6 o'clock because we've got another meeting then. So I just love it. It holds me accountable, but I make it a two-way street. I said, I think it's hopefully made me a better husband because I'm determined to live up to what I tell these guys to live up to. So it works both ways.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to the great Rudy Kalis right now. Rudy, the golf tournament is Monday at Hermitage Golf Course. Is it sold out? Can people still try to get in if they need to?
Yeah, we've got a few more teams if guys want to. Just go to, if you go to movministry.com, Men of Valor, movministry.com, the minute you click on that page, it'll say, hey, you want to play golf? And that's that where you can register. You know, Vince Gill has been kind. He'll be back. Jeff Fisher said he'll be there. There'll be some other Titans. Brad Hopkins said he'll play. Chris Sanders, you're going to be there. And
yes,
I thank
sir.
You for that. And so it's wonderful. So some good friends and get a chance to play with them. We're at the Hermitage Golf Course at 9 o'clock next Monday morning.
Absolutely. We're talking to Rudy Kalis. Rudy, we had a discussion last week about TV times dictating sporting events in these days. And we talked about Memorial Gym, how now you see the crowd, nobody's there. But we remember a time, Rudy, even when Vanderbilt wasn't a top 10 basketball program, Memorial Gym was packed and it was loud. We remember those days, right?
Yeah. Way back in 1978, I did the play-by-play for Vanderbilt basketball. And there was one game, I think they played Kentucky, where the gym was full. And I even said, they're hanging from the rafters. And I got a call from the police department. Said, wait a minute, we're over code. Got too many people in this place. But that was the way it was. It was Memorial Magic. People loved it. I think it's kind of the way they've played lately. But it's such a unique gym. I think it's fabulous. And I know you do, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that people find it hard to believe that have moved here. It's like there was a time when Vanderbilt basketball was the game in town. I mean, that's what you couldn't get tickets to those events because that was kind of the big thing going on. I know the Predators and Titans have shown up, but there was a time when that was packed. Murphy Center was packed. I mean, all these places. And I would love, Rudy, to get – I'm not sure we ever get back there, but, man, I sure would love if we got back to at least the gym being 75% full.
You know, I think some of it is the times. We have so many outlets, so many things you can watch on TV. You can pull up a 55-inch TV screen and watch the game and not go there. So I think, again, and there's so many different outlets. We've got soccer now, so many different places to go that the fans' budget is maybe stretched. But I would hope. I like your idea. 75% would still be great.
That would be good. Did you ever go to any of the SEC media days back in the day in Birmingham?
Yeah, oh yeah, we used to go. That was a big deal. Way back in the 70s, they had the old Skywriters tour, flying an airplane. They'd put on all the writers, us media guys, and fly them from team to team.
Wow,
and that was a hoot.
Oh, I'd pass. I'm not getting those small planes. I'm not doing that and all that. But that's
just be a big one. It'd be a big plane.
Oh, okay.
You know? You know, a lot of adult beverages on those planes. That was a shame. By the time you landed, the questions were strange.
Oh, I'm sure they were. You know what's funny, Rudy? The question I probably get asked more than anything else is about you and the helicopter on Friday nights. I don't think that's ever going to be topped, Rudy.
Well, no. You know, some people didn't want to get up in it, but to me, it was the most enjoyable thing I do. This morning, speaking to some people, a nice group here, Farmers Co-op, that they asked me about the flying in the helicopter. That's the most enjoyable thing out of everything. I love Titans. I love Predators. I love covering balls, bandy, but flying in that helicopter to these little towns, landed in Red Bowling Springs one night. They had lost 55 games in a row, and we thought we'd give them a little love. And you got to pump sunlight back into Red Bowling Springs. And this old boy in overalls stuck his finger in my chest. said it was the biggest thing since Flat and Scruggs has done a concert.
Well, heck yeah, it sure has. I told you one time I was covering a football game at Harpeth High School. They stopped the game, and the PA announcer had everybody wave at you in the helicopter. And I remember looking at the field. Both teams on the field were waving at you. The refs were waving at you as the helicopter flew off. And I was like, the power of Rudy Kalis on a Friday night is unmatched. So I'm sure you got plenty of stories about that.
Well, I do. And there'd be times we'd take off at halftime. And then I'd always tell the pilot, if you don't, it just buzz the field. Because it's got a nice rattle to it, makes noise. But then I'd get an email from a band director who was mad because they were trying to play their band, you know, at halftime. And here we are firing down the middle of the field.
Oh, that's fantastic. Rudy, again, thank the world of you. The golf tournament is this Monday at Hermitage Golf Course. What's the website again?
MOVMinistry.com. Just go to that site and just click on it. It's the Men of Valor Ministry. I know the website. You turn it on, and immediately on the front page, there'll be a click if you'll join us and play some golf.
I love it. And also, last year, hearing the testimonies of the lives, the many lives that you have changed and Men of Valor have changed, it's amazing, Rudy. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being a mentor to me. You know, I love you. I thank the world of you. And we'll see you next Monday, Rudy.
You're special, Joe. Thanks, pal. Glad you're doing this radio stuff.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rudy. Rudy Kalis, longtime sportscaster at Channel 4, a guy that's been a great mentor to so many. I know to myself and my good friend Justin Beasley. He's a legend. And you know, Dr. Crane, there's not going to be any more legends like this because TV has evolved. And so a guy that you grew up watching and everything, those days are gone. And this is nothing at my friends at the local channels. This is the way it's evolved now. I mean, the guy was a legend.
It's modern-day television. It just, like you said, it's a different era.
It is. So, anyway, thanks for Rudy. The golf tournament next Monday at Hermitage Golf Course. So, I will be out there next Monday. Chase McCabe's got to hold down the fort by himself because we've done it now for 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Because I've lost – I don't know what Chase looks like anymore.
I was going to grow a beard, but I forgot I can't grow a beard, so he won't
– I don't know what it looks like. I really don't. So, he's supposed to come back tomorrow, Chase McCabe is. The people are demanding it. And I'm afraid to go outside because they gather outside and like Chase, and I'm like, he's back. And so I got to tell him something. So
what are the odds that he returns with either a suntan or a sunburn?
Zero. He's like Casper the Ghost. He stays inside, reads books. He's a bookworm. Big time.
I think he's outgoing.
Of course he is. All right. Hey, come up at 10 o'clock. We'll talk more football. Former Vanderbilt All-American linebacker Chris Gaines about the evolution of just the defense now from where he played to where it is now and what's the next step in, you know, in trying to cover these offenses and these fast players on the outside. So we'll talk to Chris Gaines. We'll do that then. You are listening to Dr. Crane. Take it.
Yes, you're listening to me talk about the game summer ticket tour that is now back. Join our very own Joe Dubin, who's on the air right now. Yes, there we go. At Yazoo Brewing Company at 900 River Bluff Drive in Madison, Tennessee. This Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. as he gives away tickets to upcoming concerts in Nashville, including Def Leppard, Bush, Train, Dierks Bentley, and many more. Also, get signed up for the grand prize ticket to Preds Home Games, Sounds Games, and the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tour.